This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. For decades, most of the news about coral reefs has been pretty gloomy. The Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary announced a new mission Monday to try and bring back a few reefs. Reefs along the Keys once commonly had living coral cover of 30% to 40%. Those healthy reefs protected the Keys from storms, nurtured fish and lobsters, and helped create a thriving tourism industry that relies heavily on diving, snorkeling, and fishing. Now the coral cover is more like 2% on a lot of the reefs that still draw tourists.
Frankly, we cannot afford to let these declines continue.
Sarah Fangman is the superintendent of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary.
These systems are in a state that without our active help, they cannot recover fast enough.
The sanctuary wants to restore 7 reefs from Key Largo to Key West. The decline of coral reefs is blamed on several causes. That includes climate change and water quality. Tom Moore is in charge of coral restoration for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
This is not something that we can do without addressing those global challenges, but if we just wait for those global challenges, we're not going to have reefs left.
The first phase of the project is expected to last 5 to 7 years and cost almost $100 million. Fast-growing corals like elkhorn and staghorn will be transplanted first.
We've lost a system over the course of 50 years. We're not going to get that system back overnight.
The second phase would last another 10 to 12 years. The goal is to eventually get to 25% coral cover at the restoration sites. The project is coordinating and expanding reef restoration efforts that the sanctuary and nonprofit groups have been working on for years in the Keys. Jessica Levy is with the Coral Reef Restoration Foundation in Key Largo. She says it's important for the local tourism industry to acknowledge the decline in corals over the years and face it head on with projects like this.
There's a lot of economic value on our coral reefs, and I understand that it's scary to admit how bad it is, but glossing over it doesn't do anyone any favors. It's only going to get worse if we don't admit that there's a reason that restoration is needed.
The restoration will include growing corals in nurseries and transplanting them offshore. They also want to bring back sea urchins, which graze algae from coral. Sea urchins suffered from a mass die-off in the early 80s, and the population has never recovered. I'm Nancy Klingener in Key Largo.